Okay, folks, it's time to get started. It's already 10:21, and just a few announcements before we get going. One is that I'm Don Flayton, and I'll be the presider for this session. I'm from the University of Manitoba. And another one is that for the people that want to sort of capture some of the presentations, unless you have permission for the presenter, there's no photography or recording allowed except by ACS. So no tweeting Mario unless you have Gustavo's permission. remind to everyone to turn off their cell phones or silence their phones. And I don't think there's a CEU form for the CCA updates, but keep your eye out for that in other rooms. If you're tweeting about this, please use the hashtag ACS meeting, MTG, to tweet about the conference. And for the presenters, I will be standing up at the 13-minute mark, which gives you 2 minutes to wrap up, and then we'll be pretty strict on the 15-minute rule, just so we can try to get on time. And if there's time for questions at the end, please, as a presenter, repeat the questions for the sake of the audience and also the recording that's going on in the background here. So without any further delay, I'd like Gustavo Bardella to come. He's going to talk about phosphorus management for soybean production in Manitoba.
Okay, thank you, Don. I'm going to talk about a little bit about phosphorus management for soybeans in Manitoba, about two different experiments that we have done. But first of all, I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors here, John Hurd, Don Flitton, Sint Grant, Dennis Lang, Yvonne Lolly, and Ramon Amor. So I will start with a little bit of background, and then we are going to jump into those two different experiments. So the areas of soybeans in Manitoba had a huge increase lately. So from 2013, when we started this project, there was an increase of about 30% in areas. And with this increase in areas, we see that there are a lot of soils going to the low levels of soil P test. And this is because soybeans remove a lot of P from the soil. We can see here that's about 6 kgs per ton of grain produced. And also the farmers don't know how to fertilize the soybeans properly, so they don't know what's the best rate or the best placement. And with this increase in areas of soybeans, there's a decrease in areas of cereals that farmers used to grow before. And for cereals, they used to apply all the fertilizer with the seeds. However, if they do this for soybeans, they can kill the crop because of the fertilizer toxicity. And also the equipment that they use to seed their crops has a very low soil disturbance. So as we have low soil disturbance, we can also increase the fertilizer toxicity. So our current guidelines recommend a maximum of 11 kgs of P2O5 per hectare applied with the seeds. So for the first experiment, we are going to look at the effects of phosphorus fertilizer. And our objectives with this trial here is to look at if there is any plant stand reduction from when we apply the fertilizer with the seeds, and if there is a seed yield increase from the fertilizer rates and placements. So on this picture here, you guys can see that there is a plant stand reduction because we applied the fertilizer in a very high rate with the seeds. And in this other picture here, there is this very high rate applied for this plot here, just beside the control plot, and you can see that there is no difference. So it really varies with soil texture and seeding equipment. So we had 28 sites established over those 3 years, and our treatments were basically the combination of three different rates of monoammonium phosphate with three different placements. So we had 22.5, 45, and 90 kgs of P2O5 per hectare applied with the seeds in the seed row, side banded, that would be the 5 centimeters beside and 5 centimeters below, or broadcast, that would just be spread across the plot. So plant stand was accessed at 2, 3, and 4 weeks after planting. We collect mid-season biomass at R3, and we analyze this for seed yield and seed qualities, such as protein, oil, and phosphorus concentration. And all this data was analyzed using the SAS PROC mixed. So because we had this big range of sites, 28 sites, there is a big range in seeding equipment and a big range in soil types. And this is very important for us because the row spacing goes from 18.5 to 30.5 centimeters, and the opener type is knife or disc. And this have a lot of implications in the fertilizer toxicity, because as we go wider with the row spacing, we can increase the fertilizer concentration with the seeds, and then we can kill the plants. And the opener type is very important because disc has a very low disturbance, and we can also increase the fertilizer toxicity with the seeds. And here we can see the phosphorus P levels for those sites. We have many sites with P levels into the low and very low levels. And this is very important because if you had any soybeans response to phosphorus fertilizer, we would be able to see on those soil P levels here, testing as low as 3 ppm OCNP. And also we have a big range of equipment, so we have this big range in row spacing and opener type, and this 30.5 centimeters row spacing and disc opener will be important for our results, and I'll talk this in the next slide. So here is an overall summary for this study. We had those three different years. In the first year we had 8 sites. The plant standard range went from 166 to 651,000 plants per hectare. Our plant stand target was 520,000 plants per hectare. And in this year here, we had 2 cases of plant stand reduction from when we applied the fertilizer at 90 kgs of 205 with the seeds. And we include this mean seed yield here just to show that we got very high yields overall the plots. And this is very important because even the control where we never applied fertilizer with a soil P level as low as 3 ppm, we got a very high yield. So the seed yield range went from 1500 to up 1500 kgs per hectare. There was no seed yield increase from the fertilizer rate or placement that we applied to those plots that year. And actually there was 2 cases of seed yield decrease. And those were because the plant stand reduction was so intense here that it was below the threshold for reseeding the crop. And then we got this seed yield decrease. We didn't have enough plants to compensate the growth and produce enough like the other plots. So in 2014, we had 10 sites, a big range in plant stand again, and we got 2 cases of plant stand reduction at 90 and 45 kilograms of P205 per hectare applied with the seeds. And this case here is a little bit more important because 45 kilograms of P205 is something that a farmer would do. A farmer would apply this to the crop, so it's more realistic. And this case of plant stand reduction here is from when we applied the fertilizer in 30.5 centimeters row spacing with disc opener. So we increased the fertilizer concentration with the seeds, and that's why we killed so many plants. However, the plant stand here wasn't below the threshold for reseeding, so there was no seed yield increase or no seed yield decrease, and also no seed yield increase. In 2015, this year, we had another 10 sites. We got 1 case of plant stand reduction from when we applied the fertilizer at 90 kgs of P205 with the seeds. And specifically for the site here, it was a very dry spring. So because it was very dry, the osmotic pressure in the seed place was damaged because the dry soil, and there was no seed yield as well, and no increase, and no seed yield decrease again this year. So in conclusion, the probability of reducing plant stand from typical agronomic rates from fertilizer applied with the seeds is very low. And also the yield reduction, because the plant stand reduction is even lower. So regardless of soil P level, phosphorus rate, and phosphorus placement, there was no increase in seed yield at all. However, phosphorus fertilization for soybeans will help to maintain soil P levels that other crops may benefit from that. So if there is no seed yield response to P fertilizer, let's take a look at phosphorus coming from the soil. We had this trial here in order to see if there is any soybean yield response to different soil P levels in the soil, and also to see if there was a response to starter P fertilizer in the spring over the variable soil P levels. So how we did this? We took some long-term trials that were established in 2002, and those long-term trials, they received phosphorus fertilizer for 8 years from 2002 to 2009 in order to see the cadmium uptake by the crops from different monoammonium phosphate fertilizers with different concentrations of cadmium in different rates of P. So those there were seven sites established in 2002, and we can see here that the control plots never received phosphorus, and this plot here received 640 kgs of P per hectare over the 8 years period. And because of that, we got this big range in soil P levels that we used to see if there is any response to those P levels in our plots. So we used three sites out of those seven sites in this study here for looking at the soil P contribution to seed yield. So how we did this? We took a previous location. So here you can see the plots where the long-term site was established before. And like let's suppose this plot here received the same rate of P every year for 8 years. And because of this, there was a different level of P in that plot specifically. And we took this plot, we split in half, and half of that we applied the starter fertilizer that was just a small rate of P in the spring. And then we had the other half here without fertilizer just to look at the phosphorus coming from the soil. So as a result, we can see here the blue bars, they mean the plots that received spring fertilizer, the starter P fertilizer. And the green bar means the half of the plot that didn't receive any fertilizer, where we are just looking at phosphorus coming from the soil. So this plot here received no fertilizer at all for this whole time since 2002, and this plot here received 640 kgs of P per hectare over that 8 years period. And we can see here that there is no yield response to the starter P, or no yield response to the soil P coming from the soil. And we did this in 2014 as well, so this was the second year of applying the spring fertilizer, the starter P in the spring, and there was no seed yield response as well. But we still got some good yields, like in this site here, even the control that never received P fertilizer got some really good yields, and there was no difference with the starter fertilizer or with this phosphorus coming from the soil. And this year again, we didn't apply any starter fertilizer, we were just looking at the different soil P levels, and we can see that there is no difference as well. In this case here, it looks that there is a slightly increase, but it's not statistically significant. So in conclusion, there was no seed yield response to soil P or to starter P in any year at any site. And our lowest soil P levels in those trials were still above the medium level of sufficiency, in which soybeans' response would not be likely to occur. And some observations of increased soybean yields on Manitoba soils with high P fertility may be due to another factor. So always farmers tell us that they get some very high yields in fields that they have very high P. However, this may be to another factor, such overall soil fertility, or such as soil texture or water available to the crop. There are many other factors that can increase seed yield. With that, I'd like to acknowledge our sponsors, the Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers, the Western Grains Research Foundation, the Manitoba Growing Forward 2 program, and now our cooperators, helpers, and private companies that made possible this project since we started that. So thank a lot for that, and if you guys have any questions, I would like to answer that.
Okay, thanks, Gustavo. We have time for about one question. Do we have a question for Gustavo?
Yeah. Why did you use a hybrid of 640?
This wasn't like 640, but we applied 640 over the 8 years. So it was 80 kilograms of P applied every year in that plot. So the overall was 640. So that's what that plot received from that period of time.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I think that's all we have time for, but thanks very much, Gustavo.
No problem. Thank you.